Begin the current daf mesech. This moed cut in daf chavbeis. Begin on the bottom of chav aleph from a base. 5 lines up in the bottom of the amud. Where we continue the discussion of the previous daf, which we were discussing the halacha of the first 3 days of the most stringent days of the morning, and then we continue on that theme regarding the first 3 days. As the Gemara brings a brisa, turn around, learn the brisa. Avol a mourner, gimel yom harishayim. So if he comes within the first 3 days to the house of mourning, as the brisa explains. If he's bomim makim karv, if it comes from a close place, which Tosfos brings from the halachas gedolis, which is within the area of 10 parsa, so then moin, then he will count with the mourners in that place where he was coming to sit shiva, because since he was close by and he could have come in the beginning of the morning, so we consider it as if he did come, and therefore he's only going to count the remaining days that are left together with the rest of the mourners. But if bomim makim rochik, but if he comes from a faraway place, even though it's within the first 3 days, he's going to have to count for himself when he finally arrives and starts sitting shiva, a full 7 days, and he can't just take off where they're continuing with their shiva that they started before. Now, this is all within the first 3 days. But Mekam Ve'elach, but says the Braisa, after the first 3 days of the shiva, from the Petira, from the passing, even if he comes from a close place nearby, once he's already passed the first 3 days, says the Tanakhama, Mainal Asmai. Then he has to count for himself, he has to start the Shiva anew. Shimonim, he disagrees. He says, no, even if it comes on day 7, if it's been Mokim Karv, if it's coming from a close by place, he could count with them, he could finish off with them. The Shiva doesn't have to count his own. Now, Amamad, the Gemara qualifies this price. The Tanakhama said, the Gimel Yom Rishayim, when it's within the first 3 days of the death, Bum and Makam Karv, we said if it comes from a close by place, then my name, then he could count with them. He could just continue with them and finish off the Shiva at the same time. Now, on that, he qualifies. This is only if the great one of the family is in the family, meaning he comes and he finds the adult, the primary member of the family in the house, then he could count with them, the mourners of the house. This one who came, which was younger, a lower stature than the one of the family, the primary member of the family in the home. But if, let's say, the gadol, the greatest one of the family, was on the road, and he comes back within the first 3 days, even if he's coming from a close place, he's going to have to count for himself, because we cannot consider significant the mourning of the younger ones in the home for him to combine with them, because he's the primary, he's the gadol of the family, he's the greatest one of the family. If that one is home, so whoever is coming is secondary to him, so they could just take, join where they're up to. But if he, the gadol, is on the road and he comes back and others had already started sitting shiva, he can't just combine with them because he's not secondary to them. He would have to start his own counting. Now, therefore, we boil the following question as we continue to have Chav Beis and Aleph. Let's say halach gadol abayis lebeis hagvaris. Let's say the remaining patriarch, the greatest one of the family, he went to the cemetery after the coffin to go and bury him. And he delayed there a period of 3 days. Ma what halacha would be, do we consider it as if he was in the house? Because whatever he went was only for the purposes of the mess. He wasn't just somewhere else. And therefore, would we consider it as if he was in the bayis? And therefore, it would already be considered that that everyone could just go and start from the earlier time. Says Motashmat Bingaraya, come in here, Damar Bhi Baraba Omrabiyah. And he says, Afila Holoch Godla Habayis Labesa Kfaris, even if the biggest one of the family went to the cemetery, he could count with them, where their mourning started the moment that they turned their face from the dead, because they are not being involved in the burial. Whereas the mourning of the Godl of the Bayis is only when he who was involved with the burial is when they actually close the earth on top of the coffin. And that Rabbi Yechanan says that yes, he could count with them, although his mourning really is only starting when the kavura is over. But since they started earlier, since he didn't go somewhere far away, he was just busy with the kavura, he could count with them when he comes back home. So that's gemara moin, really could count with them. But Vatanil and Abraisa says explicitly moin laatzmoi, that he has to count for himself. He's not secondary to them. Says gemara loikash, it's not a difficulty. Hoda asa begoit losa. This is if he comes within 3 days, then he could be, he's already considered part of them because he didn't really go anywhere else. He was just busy with the burial. But if he didn't come back within the first 3 days, even if he was involved with the burial, then he wouldn't be secondary to them. He would have to count his own shiva. Like Rav said, which was the name of a place, he told them, The Asub Great Loss, if someone comes back within the first 3 days, that they should count with you, the Shiva. The Asub Great Loss, if he didn't come back within 3 days, let's say he comes back 5 days into the Shiva, then they have to count their own 7 days for themselves. Now, Amalu would Rava Labanim Machaiz. Rava said to the people of Machaiz, Atun Duloyaz Lisu Basa Arsa, which is related to what we said before, that some people they go and they bury, but there are certain people that they didn't go after the coffin. Now, someone who goes after the coffin, his mourning doesn't start until, as we said before, that the cover of the coffin is put in on the ground. And when they would take the dead from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, all the relatives couldn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. So they would escort the dead, a parsa or a mill, and then they would go back. So they said to you, the people of Mechaza, who you don't go after the coffin to Eretz Yisrael, Mechimad Jisa Peichu Mebava Da Vula, the moment that you turn your face away from the outer gate of the city and its environs, which you're coming back home, Aschilu Menu, that's when you should start already counting your days of mourning. And although the dead has not been buried until many days later, till they get to Eretz Yisrael, and even though, therefore, the mourning should really only start when the burial is done, but for you, no, because your coming back is already like the steam of Sagel, it's like already it's over, and therefore that's when the mourning starts. Now we said in the Braisim, Shimon Nehemiah, he disagreed with the Tanakhama. He says, even if the person, one of the mourners comes on day 7 of the Shiva, but if he's coming Malcolm Krab, he's coming from a close by place, he just didn't come to the Shiva until that point. Mind, he could count with them, he doesn't have to count his own Shiva, he could just finish over all the other mourners. Now the Gemara qualifies this teaching. Says, this is at least if this Avil comes in the 7th day in the morning, and he found that there are still people consoling the members in this household, and they came in, okay, he could finish with them. Now, Bayir Ravanan, Ravanan had the following question. Let's say Ninuru Lamed. Let's say the people were already starting to move around to get up, you know, when people showing they're starting to move their chair back and they want to stand up. But they didn't stand up yet. Now, what's the halacha? Did he get in before? Could he just finish Shiva now? Did he miss it already? And he would have to have his own Shiva. So you might take a look, that's not clear what the halachic status of when they're already moving to get up but they didn't get up. Is it that can still consider as these consolers or not? Now the Gemara brings Gemiri Chavri de Rababa Bachia Merababa. The friends, the colleagues of Rababa Bachia, learned from Rababa, which Umani, who's that? It's Reb Zeira. Some say actually it was Chavri de Reb Zeira. It was the friends of Reb Zeira that learned Mir Reb Zeira. Umani, who's that? That's Rababa Bered Reb Chia Rababa. So it's one asking from the other, depends on the version. Amr Bichon. Reb Bichon said the following teaching. Halacha k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifis, which we can explain shortly what that is. Halacha k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding that of non-kosher, of mortal defects. But halacha k'reb Shimon ba'avol, halacha k'reb Shimon by the laws of mourning. So, the Gemara explains, k'reb Shimon ba'avol, the law is like k'reb Shimon by mourning, that's hodah mourning, that's what we said before, that if a mourner comes, even on, by the 7th day of the Shiva, as we qualified, if people didn't get up yet from being Menachem da'avelim, he could finish with them. Now, k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what's the halacha k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel by the laws of treifis? It's none, which actually a tesefta. The Braisa says, "Bidei ma'ayim shenikvu." If you have the intestines of an animal that has a hole, which generally should be what's called a treifa, it's a mortal defect, and therefore the animal should not be kosher. But v'leicha soisamtan, the mucus has clogged up that hole where the puncture was. So k'sher, it's kosher. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because now it ultimately was closed up, and the animal could live. Now, says about my lecha, what is this mucus? So I'm going to count it. It's the mucus of the intestine, the nafik agav duchka, that you could take it out by squeezing, pushing down on the intestine. That's the mucus that closes it up. Now, I'm a mandahu. Someone, whoever he was, this is a mandahu, whoever it was, it doesn't say who he was, said, Iskiva esik, may I merit that I go up, the agmaru l'shmaitim epumid demari, that could go up and hear the teaching straight from the mouth of the master, from Rabbi Abba Reduchia himself, who the teaching was quoted in his name. Now, Kisalik, when he went up, he encountered him. And normally he said to him, Omar, did the master say, Halacha k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifas, Halacha k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel by the laws of treifas, that if the mucus closed up, then the animal was kosher? Omalei said to him, Ano, ein halacha ami. He says, I said, that's not the halacha. Actually, it's not kosher. And then he says, and k'reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what's the other halacha that the tradition had? It had two things that you said. That the halacha is like b'shem b'treifas, which you're saying it's not. And then that the halacha is like b'shem, like by the laws of mourning. What's the halacha over there? Amalei said, regarding that, plugged in there. That's a machlekes, as we mentioned before, that it's a machlekes if it's enough to come on day 7 or earlier. Says, all he said was a machlekes, didn't like we learned, Rav Chizda halacha, and b'chinam Rav Yechon halacha. But Rav Nachman, ma'in halacha, it's not like the halacha. Now the Gemara concludes
that the in aloha kibshim lubachavis, actually aloha is not kibshim lubachavis, like he actually verified. And v'alocha gibshim ba'ovel, halocha is a gibshim by laws of mourning. Why? Because Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, halocha gibshim make up ovel, halocha is like the lenient interpretation by that of laws of mourning, and therefore even coming on the seventh day will suffice for that ovel who got there in time to finish with all the avil. Now, we learned in a braisa, differences regarding who is it that passed away as it applies to the laws of the ovel. Says the braisa, al kol ha'mesim kulon, regarding all those who died from a person's close relatives, matcha mitase. So you push his bed, meaning you're quick to get him out to bury him. And harizim mishubach, that's praiseworthy. I love alima, but if you're just pushing the father and the mother, harizim mishubach, that's disgraceful because you want to be able to do an appropriate, elaborate ceremony, and therefore you don't push to get them out. Now, hoy erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, let's say right before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, which you obviously cannot then do the malachas on Shabbos Yom Tov, harizim mishubach, then it's going to be praiseworthy. That's not like just getting it done. That's for the honor and the dignity of the father and the mother. Another difference. I'll call him a simkulim regarding all those who die. Rotza memait be'eskoy. The relative, if he wants, he could diminish his work, like for example, regarding commerce. But Rotza, if he wants to, as he gets in the base, in a might. No, he doesn't have to diminish the amount of commerce about business that he does. But love alima memait. But for father and mother, he has to diminish. Another difference. I'll call him a simkulim regarding all the relatives that die. Rotza, if he wants to, chaylitz, he could bare his shoulder. If he wants, he doesn't have to. I love Alima, but regarding his father and mother, Chaylitz has to bear her shoulder. Now, there is actually a story with a great one of the generation, Shemesav, that his father passed away. Now, Ubikish Lachlitz, he wanted to bear his shoulder because of the halacha that we just said. Now, Ubikish Godladar Acher, Sheimoy, because of another Godladar, another great one of the generation that was with him, wanted to also be Lachlitz to bear his shoulder to mourn with him. Now, Venimna, so the mourners stopped, but he didn't bear his shoulder because he didn't want the dignity of the great one of a generation that's with him, who wanted to bear his shoulder with him. He didn't want to have that other Galadar be in that state of disgrace. Now, Amabayi says, you know who the Galadar was? It was Rebbe. He was the one that was mourning. So he wanted to bear his shoulder. And who's the Galadar Shema? Who's the great one of the generation with him that wanted to empathize with him? It was Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. But again, I mean, those say no the other way around. It was Galadar was Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, and the Galadar Shimai, the great one of the generation that was with him, was Rabbi who wanted to empathize with him. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al-Mandam Galadar Shimai, we understand, according to one that says, that the one that was mourning was Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha. And the great one of the generation that was with him, that wanted to show he's mourning with him, was Rabbi. So we could understand when Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, that he didn't want to bear his shoulder, because he didn't want Rebbe to be disgraced by bearing a shoulder when it's not really a novel. But Al-Manda Amabra, according to the one that says that the one that was with him was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rebbe was the mourner. Why did Rebbe stop and not bear her shoulder? But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who is the father of Rebbe, Nasi Hava was the prince, the leader of the Jewish people, and everyone has to bear their shoulder when the Nasi passed away. So Makashi, that was definitely a difficulty on that Manda Amar. Why wouldn't he bear a shoulder? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha would have to do it anyway because Rebbe's father was a Nasi. Now, the Braisa there continues regarding other discrepancies. I'll call him Esam Kulim regarding all those who died. So a person could get his hair cut after 30 days. I love Alima, but regarding one's father and mother, it's Achi Yigaru Boy Chaverov until his friends provoke him that they say, look, your hair is way too long and you got to cut that hair. Then you could go ahead and cut your hair. Additionally, I'll call him Esam Kulim regarding all relatives that die. Person could go into a house of a festivity after 30 days, what we call after the Shleishim period. And that's one of the main differences, that of other relatives is only a Shleishim period, but father and mother, you could only go to Simcha after 12 months. Now, Amar Rabbi Babachano, he qualifies, he says that this that we learned in the Braisa, that you can go into a party after 30 days, is Ula Simchas Mireyas. Is a party that friends and acquaintances make for each other, but it's not such a joy. But regarding a joy of a simcha, like for example, a chasna, regarding a wedding, then even after the shleishim, it would be forbidden to go into such an event. Which the Gemara says meisve, but the Gemara refutes this from a braisa. It says, ulesimcha ulemereyas, that for a simcha and for friendships, is lamad yom, you're only limited for 30 days when it's other relatives. The Gemara kasha, that's definitely a difficulty. That would seem to be difficult. It seems like for a non-parent that you're only limited for 30 days, even for a chasna. Now, a different version of Meimar Masni Hachi, he taught as follows. That Amar Rabbi Bechana, said Ulasimchas Mireus, it's actually the Chiddush was the other way, not as astringency, but as leniency. And for the joy of friends, Mutil Konis La'alter. That's not such a simcha. It's not a chasna. You're right, a chasna you have to wait for 30 days for other relatives, like a sibling. But for regarding that of just friends making a party, that you're allowed to go right away. So how could you say that? By the time I learned the braisa, la simcha shleishim ulamirei shleishim, that for a simcha is 30 days, and for friends, a party is 30 days. So the molekha is not difficult. Why? Ha barisusa. Arisa is when you're starting this whole round robin of making a party, and you invite everyone to come so that they should also do the same. For that suda, you can't start until after 30 days, until after the shleishim is over. That's what we're saying, you have to wait 30 days. But the halacha that he said that you can go right away is when you're paying back the party that was done for him, that he could go to right away because he can't not pay back. So therefore, since he's obligated in that, that could even be right away, even before the shleishim period is over. Now, continuing with the braisa regarding other differences, akol ameisim kulo on korei tefach. For all relatives that die, there's the obligation of kriya of tearing the garment, that of a handbreadth. Alav alima, but for the father and mothers, achigel asleep until he reveals his heart. You have to tear enough that the chest is revealed. Amar Bavo says, Micro, what's the halacha of that tefach is the obligation for kriya? It says a pasan shmol beis. It says, Veichazik, David bivgadov, veikroim. David grabbed a hold of his garments and he tore them regarding the death of Shaul. Now, ve'enachiz apachas metafach, and grabbing is not less than a handbreadth, because that's what you grab with your hand, and you see that's how much you have to tear. Another difference, kolam meisim kulam, regarding all those who die, afilo lovish asar chalukin, even if a person is wearing 10 garments, in the kriya alel, you only have to tear the upper one. But alav alimai, but regarding a father and a mother, kriya is kulam, you have to tear all of them. But vafik krususai, but regarding the cloth that's on his head, that's not integral. In other words, that does not have to be torn. And the halacha is echad ish ve'echad isha. Both a man and the woman have the obligation of kriya of tearing their garments. Now, but Shimon Lazaimi, he qualifies. He says, ha'isha, the woman, if her father or mother passed away, so she has to tear all the garments, kredeya sasatachtim, what she does is at first she tears her undergarment because of modesty, umachzirase, and then she turns the garment with the tear, lachardau, to what's behind her. And then she goes and tears her upper garment, and now the undergarment, which is covering now her chest, because the tear is in the back now, because she turned it around. Moreover, another difference says the Braisa, Alkola Mesim Kulim, regarding all those who die, Ratzav, the person, the mourner wants to, Mavdil Kame Safishalai, which is, you don't tear by the edge in front of the neck, rather in front of that, in front of the rim, which is in front of the neck, which is not torn. You could tear beneath it so that it could be evident that you're tearing. But Ratza Inam Avdil, if you want to, you don't have to separate. Rather, you could just tear by the neckline. So although it's not even evident that you're tearing, because it's all one big neckline, you just made the neckline bigger, that's okay, you could do whichever one you want. But Alav Al Imay Mavdil, but regarding father and mother, one has to separate and make a distinction. It has to be in front of the edge of the garment, so that it's obvious that you're tearing and it's not just extending the neckline. Rabbi Huda, I mean, he goes even further. He says, no, kol kriya she'inam avdil kamei safishalai, any tearing for a loss of a loved one that you don't do in front of the rim, then ein ele kriya shel tiflis, it's only a tearing of foolishness because you didn't fill your obligation of kriya because it just looks like an extension of the neckline. And he holds it's not just for parents, but for anyone, the kriya has to be from within the garment, not on the edge of it, where it just looks like you're extending the neckline of the garment. Now, Amar Bavoy says, my time in Rabbi Huda, what's the reason Rabbi Huda that he says that kriya has to be that it's not just extending the neckline, but you have to do a separate tear somewhere in the middle of the garment? Because the Chassid says, the Pasuk Malachim Bey, it says, Ve'chazik bibgodav, that he grabbed a hold of his garment, Ve'kru'im l'shnaim kuram, and he tore it to two tears. Now, problem is, Mimashma shnema v'kuram, from the fact that it says that he tore it, any day shen l'shnaim, don't I know that it's into two? What he's saying, he tore it into two. Ella, rather, shenidin kurim kishnam. Rather, it appeared that it was torn into two, which is that that obviously is telling us that you can't tear until it's seen like two, which is in front of the border, and you see the neckline as one tear, and you see this as a different tear. That's what you see from the pasuk, that has to be evident that it's two different things. Another difference, al kolam esim kulim, regarding all the relatives that die, shailu, which the Mefarash says, bastardy, like bast,
you could put it together, la'achar shiva, after the shiva period is over, uma'acha, which is not just putting it together, but actually not like not which is a safety pin, but actually stitching it in a normal way, la'achar shleishim, you could fix it totally after the shleishim period is over. But Allah alimay for the one's father and mother, shoylach alamid. Only after 30 days can you then stitch it together, could you put it together, bast it together. But ve'ein masach alam, and it can never be totally normally stitched up to make a regular back garment forever. Now, ba'isha, however, shalalta la'altam nikavayda. But a woman could pin it together immediately, even right away in the beginning of the Shiva, nikavayda, because of her dignity, because it would be more of a disgrace for a woman to have her garment torn like that. Now, Kiyasa Ravan Amar Bichon, when Ravan came, he said, Nimr Bichon, another difference, Al Kola Mason, regarding all relatives that died, Ratza, if a person wants to create a bayad, they could tear the garment by hand. Ratza Kadeba Klip, if they wanted, they could tear it with a tool, like a knife, so that it doesn't totally destroy the garment. But I love Alima Bayad, but regarding one's father and mother, it has to be torn by hand. Vamar Abchi Bar Abba Amar Bichon, another difference, he says, Al Kola Mason Kula Mibifnim, regarding all those who die, so one could tear it beneath their cloak, which you don't have to tear it out in the open in front of everybody. But for one's father and mother, you have to tear it on the outside that's visible to everyone. And Amar Chizki says, V'chein l'nasi. So too for the leader of the Jewish people, one has to tear it on the outside. On that, the Gemara says, Meis, the Gemara says, on the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Loi hushvu. We did not equate one's teacher and the Av Bezin, which is the head of the courts, and the Nasi, and all those that we learn in the Mishnah later on, the Chavav Med Aleph, that has the same halacha as a father and mother, says the Braisa, that was el li'ichu bavad. That was only regarding that you can never totally fix their garment forever. But the inference is, it's not being equated to one's parents to tearing it on the outside. For that, it wasn't equated. Because in the father, you have to tear it on the outside. But for all those other ones, including the nasi, you don't have to tear it on the outside. So, ma'ilam avil nasi, isn't it also for the nasi? So, Allah, no, labarmi nasi. Meaning all the other ones, the teacher and the Av Bezdin, they're not compared. But the Nasi actually is compared for that you have to tear it on the outside. Like Rambam brings a story that Nasi Ashachiv, the Nasi passed away. So Amar Rav Chizkel Rav Chanan bar Rava, he says, Kefe Asisa, turn over the mortar, stand on it, V'kom Allah, get up on it, V'ach V'kri L'alma, and show and illustrate to everyone, you tear your garment so that everyone should see as you're tearing, which again is this halacha that we said, that everyone has to see for the nasi that you tear it on the outside. Al chacham, for a sage that's appointed to a city that people come to him for hairas, for rulings. So there, chaylitz, a person has to bear their shoulder mimin from the right side, which always a nasi is from the bechina of which the chacham here is that bechina of chesed on the right, and al bezin for that of the head of the courts, Mismol is from the left. And Al-Nasi, which is the greater, is like a combination of the Chacham and the Abez, and this Mekan has to bear the shoulder on both sides. Turmalin, the Braisa Chacham Shemes, as we were speaking about regarding if the Tama Chacham, the wise person of the city, if he dies, so Beis Midrashi Batal, so his study hall, those who would normally learn Torah from him, they would stop the learning when he passes away. Abez and Shemes, if the head of the court passes away, All the study halls in his city, they stop learning. And they go into the shul. They switch their place, like a mourner, switch the place from where they normally sit. Those who normally sit in the north will sit in the south. And those who normally sit in the south will sit in the north. Now, Nasi Shemes, regarding the leader of the Jewish people that pass away, so all the study halls stop their learning. And the people from the shuls go into the shuls, the Koyden Shiva, and they read from a Sefer Torah 7, which, because they're not davening together in the shul, rather everyone davens themselves in their house, but they come in for the Kriya of 7 people, if it's Shabbos, then they read from the Torah, and then they leave. So they're only coming together for the Kriya of Torah, but the davening they're going to be doing on their own. Shimon Karchaim, he says, now, this is not an open blanket that you, so no one's learning, the yeshivas are closed, everyone should go out and just stroll in the marketplace. Ella, rather, the purpose is Yeshiva Medim, and they sit, and they're silent, and it's a mourning that they're supposed to be going through. And Ve'inayim Shmu about Gadol Beis Abot Sotu, we don't say over any tidings or any agadic teaching, homiletic teachings in the house of the mourning. But Amalover B'chanan ben Gamliel, Shalayim B'shmu B'gad B'beis Abba, that he would say over Agadic teachings and other statements, other news in the house of the mourner.